531.
Now for in and around the region, looking at news from across the country, and this morning, Mabel, well, donation of the most generous spirit.
Yes, Brian, and unfortunately not to either of our bank accounts this morning.
But hey.
But to a good cause, an even better cause. $1 million donated to help Pacific students become doctors. And that's from an Auckland surgeon. An Auckland couple have donated $1 million to help Pacific students qualify as doctors. Obviously, going into course fees and accommodation costs at the University of Auckland. The Aucklanders' names, John and Rose Dunn. And John actually has Cook Island heritage.
Meitaki mata.
Awesome. But he, well, they're both concerned with the low number of Pacific doctors in New Zealand. I think around 2% of doctors in New Zealand are Pacific. And as we know, a lot of our Pacific people have health problems. So he identified that the failure to pass or complete the six-year degree with Pacific students was due to financial pressures and sort of the lack of support in the course. And so him and his wife have put in $1 million to help more of our Pacific get into being doctors.
And apart from this, because reading that he's actually quite a private person, they're a private couple, but the reason they came forward to share is in the hope that others who have means, you know, similar to themselves, would be, you know, able to contribute towards this worthy cause.
So more rich people can give.
Yes, come on. And also to read about the work that he does back in, you know, the Cook Islands, Rarotonga, off of his, you know, own back in there. And it's amazing because I understand his grandmother or his great-grandmother is Cook Island, and then she came to New Zealand and that. And it's great to see that cycle where, you know, the success of a future Pacific generations is now passed on to through, you know, their own success. I mean, golly, $1 million? Yes.
Man, that must be nice, eh, to be that rich. But I mean, look at what they're using their wealth for.
Yeah,
using it to give back, and I know that they don't really like. I think they do a lot of giving.
Yes,
but they don't, you know, look for credit. But they've also, I think, the wife also supports Pacific Arts through Tautai Arts.
Wow.
So
wow.
She, they donate a lot to that as well. And basically, reading this article, John says, "Give until it hurts."
Wow.
Yeah. And I think we can all learn something from this. Whether you're rich or whether you're poor, you've all got something to give.
Very good. And you know what? It's funny because I'm actually reminded of the parable where the Lord was talking about the widow and how she gave out of lack, you know, compared to others who gave out of their means and that. It's like, hey, give. It's the generosity. Hey, the generosity. Now to
I'm giving you a smile right now because that's all I can afford.
And Mabel, I'm giving it right back.